general thoughts on how your position is playing?
We're progressing. Again, it's so, you know, we're about, you know, two-thirds of the way through the season, obviously, and we're just we're still a work in progress. You know, you're not who you are in the beginning of the year. You're not, you know, after the season's over, then you got a better true evaluation.
What would you like to see improve the next five games?
Everything, you know. But, there's, again, we just want to keep taking our game to the next level. We want to try to keep bettering things, looking at every game, what things we can get better at, whether it be in the run defense or the pass defense, whatever it may be. But there's always something to improve on.
We saw a little stretch where the tight ends kind of did some damage against you guys. How did you sort of put that into perspective, and what do you need to fix to try and keep that happening?
It'd probably have to be a little bit more specific in terms of what it was, when it, you know, what play it was.
It's Cincinnati, and then
There's going to be situations where either we've got to do a better job of matching guys up, or we had somebody who, you know, missed on something, or we put them in a bad spot, whatever it may be. But it's one of those things. As you, each week you prepare, you're just trying to get yourselves in the best matchups all across the board.
Is there a formula when you face, you have good tight ends in this league, receiving tight ends, but also backs? I mean, I'm sure this week a lot has been made about Le'Veon Bell and his ability not just to carry the ball, but to be a pass receiver. I mean, can you scheme it up, or is it a lot of times where it's just going to be man on man, and if you got a linebacker on him, he's just got to...
Well, there'll be times, obviously, it will be man on man, but you do try to scheme it up and try to change it from zone to man, doubles, different types of things. But again, obviously, they've got a number of weapons. It's not just Bell, you know, with Brown and their tight ends. They're all a talented group. And obviously, Roethlisberger does a great job of spreading it around. So it's a challenge each and every week. But these guys obviously present some challenges, and we're looking forward to that.
Anything unique about Bell as a receiver that makes him so effective?
I think obviously he's a gifted player. I mean, he does a lot of things really well. He understands running routes, which, you know, a lot of guys are used to just kind of coming out of the backfield, but they use him in empty sets and spread him out. And he seems to have a good awareness of what kind of routes he's running and what he's trying to accomplish as he's doing it.
How valuable has Keenan Robinson been to that group for you?
I think he's really been a great addition, because his intelligence, his athleticism, and all that stuff has added a lot to the room, and he's really done a nice job for us on the field.
I'm curious, from your perspective, is there a spillover effect, or just a good, you know, when the defensive line is playing at the level it is in this last two games, like, what is that trickle-down effect, if there is one, or what does it do for your group or the whole group?
No, it's a good question, because a lot of the things, it all goes hand-in-hand, and I know everybody always thinks it's coach speak and everything else, but because our guys are having, having good pressure on the quarterbacks now, it also, the things you don't see all the time is the good coverage that's going on in the back end, too, like the DBs and the safeties, and everybody is doing that. There's some of the guys where we're maybe kind of stepping up and trying to draw protection away from them and get them into more single blocks. Everybody kind of works one-on-one with it, hand-in-hand with one another. But that's been a big thing. It's usually when one group is playing better, the whole unit's playing better.
What would you say from your perspective, what the line did these last couple games, and can they kind of, if that keeps up, what it means for the whole defense?
Well, obviously it bodes well. If you can put pressure on a quarterback, that's something that everybody's trying to accomplish. And those four guys in particular, and that whole group, that whole unit, really is doing a good job of putting pressure on the opposing quarterbacks.
Back to Keenan, everyone knew he could play. The knock on him coming here was the injuries. Is there anything you guys have done to manage him? He's been pretty healthy.
No, I think it's with everybody that we have on the team. We try to look at each other. I think he goes through the whole organization, through our strength and conditioning, from the rehab, from the training room. All the guys, I think it's kind of guys understanding and taking care of their bodies and preparing that. It's a long grind, and we're trying to get guys out there on the field, a number of guys, not just one or two guys, but we're trying to play guys and take some wear and tear off their bodies.
How much has BJ progressed this season?
He's done a nice job. He's getting better, but he you want to try to get him some game reps. We've tried to get him in sometimes. Certain games have kind of dictated that it didn't work out that way. But he has progressed. He's understanding the defense. There's a lot of little subtleties and nuances a young guy has to learn, especially in Spags' system with the linebackers. And, right now he's getting to him, though. You see him starting to – the light bulb really starting to go on, and see him starting to improve.
I mean, I know every position kind of has challenges, but is that position, just because of kind of the responsibilities there, a little more challenging for a rookie?
Well, I'm sure for any position that there's going to be adjustments that they got to make. But again, with us, our linebackers make a number of the calls and the adjustments and everything else. So it goes to, you know, that position, and being the Mike linebacker, kind of runs through you.
How's Shepard done in that role?
Done great. He's been obviously he's one of the leaders of our defense. He's vocal. He's intelligent. You know, he's showing up on the field. So it's really been he's been a real outstanding addition also.
How has it been for you to juggle? I mean, you know, you juggle a lot of different packages at linebacker. You know, Kelvin might be a starter, but he doesn't necessarily even play a majority of the snaps. So what's that like been for you?
Well, it's not bad for me. I think it's as we talk about it as a staff getting ready, I think that's a little bit where Spags has done a nice job in terms of trying to mix and match and taking advantage of everybody's different abilities, strength, their skill set. But also then it's really a credit to the guys in the room that, hey, they understand we got a lot of good players in the room and we're trying to get them on the field. We're trying to maximize their talents. And everybody is rooting for one another. I mean, they're helping to get better.
How's Kennard handle having more on his plate with the D-line responsibilities?
He loves it. Are you kidding me? He loves it. I think that was one of the things, like we mentioned just before, is I think we're trying to get we understand guys' skill sets and we're trying to get them on the field as much as they can. And I think nobody will be more prepared than DK. I mean, he does a great job in terms of preparation, everything else. He loves the challenge of going up there, but he understands he can be an effective pass rusher for us too. And obviously he's held his own and done a great job at outside linebacker for us.
With all the mixing and matching you do in your group, I mean, you mentioned Shepard as a leader. Obviously Casillas is a captain. Keenan Robinson has been viewed as a leader. The idea that you have to shuffle guys in and out, the fact that they have all roles, most of them, does that help you kind of keep that room together, whereas if certain guys weren't playing as much as others, maybe it would have been harder to keep them together?
Well, I think it's, again, it goes to be a credit to them. I think it speaks to their maturity and their professionalism that they'd all want to be on, if you ask them individually, they all want to be on the field for every snap. That's just the natural competitor in all of them. But they understand, hey, everybody has a skill set. Everybody has some certain talents that we can use, and we're going to need them as we go through the year. And they've been willing to accept those. Everybody's fitting into their role. DK gave a talk to the group at one time and made a point about being a star in your role. And I think that's one of the things that really struck a chord with our guys. I thought it was a great talk by DK, but he talked about being a star in your role. And our guy, that's what we've kind of asked our guys to do. Hey, whatever we ask you to do, do it as best you can. Be a star doing what you're doing.
Say a lot for him because he's a young guy and he hasn't.
DK?
Yeah.
Extremely mature. I mean, you want to see a tremendous, he's a tremendous professional. He's extremely mature, as is that room for the most part. We've got all of them in there. But really just shows you he accepts anything. We're talking about it. If you're not talking about his defense, he's got his face in the iPad studying something, trying to find a little bit of an edge.
Do